like the Burns Benefit Plan to keep your new car in tip-top shape. Find new roads at burnschevrolet.com.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good Thursday morning, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, 64 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. The YMCA might not have a physical presence currently in Chester County, but that doesn't mean it has given up on the community. In fact, it's giving back to the community. We've brought in Olivia Shambly, who is with the Upper Palmetto YMCA. She's the Director of Development and Marketing. And Olivia, this week, the Upper Palmetto YMCA gave away the key to the city of the building to the city of Chester. Hopefully I said everything correctly.
Which really has a good story.
Yes.
It does. Yeah. You know, many moons ago, we were gifted that building by the school board. And we've had that building for decades. It's an older building. I was talking with council members there Tuesday evening who went to school there when it was still a school.
Wow.
Or had siblings that went to school there. So, you know, I don't think anyone that was a member there would argue that the building was flawless. We were coming up against a bunch of issues and just looking towards the future and, you know, middle of pandemic, we weren't going to be able to continue operating that facility. But really quickly, when we started having those discussions, the city stepped in and 100% advocating for their citizens. You know, we're like, how do we make this work? So we started those conversations and we were able to Tuesday night officially turn over the keys to the city of Chester. And we were able to gift that building, the property, all the equipment still in there. So they're going to be able to hit the ground running and make that an excellent recreation center operated by the city.
So it will still be a nucleus.
Yes.
For the city.
Absolutely.
So really, unless you were very involved in how it all is managed, you might not realize that this has even happened in terms of you're still going to be able to go work out or you're still going to be able to go play basketball.
Absolutely. The gym's still there. The pool's still there. The fitness equipment is still there. We are going to, as the Y, we are still 100% committed to operating some of our community health programs, which is so important, especially in communities that are more rural. We've got our diabetes prevention program, healthy weight in your child, Live Strong, which is our program for cancer survivors to help reclaim their health. All of those programs, ones that our community health director, Jenny, is fully committed to still making sure have a presence in Chester. And we're really excited about that to come on as the Y with that programming piece, partner with the city on the facility piece, and, you know, keep it running as smoothly, if not better, than it was before.
You came up with a solution, and I like what you said. You're partnering. You're having those conversations. You figure it out, and everybody wins.
Absolutely. And, you know, the city, I can't speak for them, of course, but I think they're excited to have that opportunity. And, you know, we're really pleased to be able to have that partnership and make it happen.
I love it. Hey, good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock right here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Patty, the prom.
Are you going to ask me?
I'm going to ask you.
Okay, go ahead.
Would you like to go to prom?
Yes, I would.
Hey, it's 2021. You can also ask me if I want to go to prom.
Sorry. Do you want to go to prom with
me? Absolutely.
Yeah!
All right.
What color are we going to wear?
Prom season. I don't know. My mom will let me know.
Oh, okay. I'll get with Trina. We'll figure it out. Hey, how about your mom and my mom and the two of us? Let's have lunch together.
Oh, my gosh. What is prom season? High schools in the listening area did say they are having prom. They're going to look a little different than maybe people are used to. But the prom season is underway. That's why we here at OTS Media, we do Prom Pledge, which is a big part of making sure kids have healthy alternatives when it comes to prom. And we certainly could not do that without the help of so many folks who roll up their arms and help on the sponsorship side. And
absolutely.
We're so lucky to have the Upper Palmetto YMCA to be part of this mission as part of our Prom Pledge. And we really get things started off tomorrow, Friday, April the 30th. when Clover High School will hold its prom inside Knights Stadium there in Uptown Charlotte. Olivia Shambly continues the conversation with us. And prom pledge, the YMCA, boy, what a great partnership.
Absolutely.
This is.
Yeah, if you're an organization with the mission of healthier communities, you can't get a better program. Absolutely. We are a proud sponsor, have been for many years for the prom pledge, and are really just encouraging local students to, you know, make that pledge. Discuss the danger. Well, the parents, talk to your kids about, you know, prescription drug abuse, underage drinking, texting while driving, really things that just aren't safe and are discussions that need to have at home. But we're happy to be a partner with the radio station on that.
Absolutely. You cannot assume that, first of all, your child won't. And you cannot assume that your child has heard the complete message. So you have to have those conversations and learning the skills of how to get out of or not get into certain situations that can lead to unnecessary risk for your life, especially on prom night, because that's an exciting, fun evening. And
it's a fun evening that doesn't need all the extra to make it more fun.
Yeah.
It's already going to be fun.
It's interesting. I think Hollywood has built up prom to be this big moment in a young person's life, and it really does not need to be. It is a time of celebrating the end of a school year to wear a tuxedo for a lot of young men, especially that's the first time they've worn a tuxedo. Maybe they did so at a wedding. And for ladies, just to show off. Like,
go to Shea Margerie.
Yeah, there you go. To show off. You know, a dress and to be pretty for one night, or extra pretty one night. So
EP.
There you go. So it's Hollywood's version of what proms should be. We here at the local level know there's a lot to be done. And the proms this year, the schools had to get really creative. Again, Clover is doing theirs at Knight Stadium. What I think York is doing it on the football field. The Rock Hill School District announced that it's doing theirs at the individual schools. I think Fort Mill is releasing details as well. So to your point, if your mission's all about creating a healthy environment, both mentally and physically, making sure our young people have that option.
Absolutely.
Makes good
I would
sense.
Have loved to go to prom on a baseball field. I think that would have been incredible.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to your kids. You know, we are happy to sponsor this program that we have for many years. And
it's possible because of you.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And the participating partners for Prom Pledge. And we'll have the opportunity to hear directly from them and learn why this is such an important issue in their lives and why they want to be part of a great cause. Thank you so much, Olivia Shambly from the YMCA.